Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's that Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, bringing us back. One of my favorites, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that would help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletters right there on the homepage. Easy to do. Piece of cake. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including right there on the site. Handy right now because she's on the show this week. But anytime you want to type in Beverly Inman Ebel, E-B-E-L, into the search engine on my website, you'll find the body of work that Beverly has given us over the last 12 years, the great insights into business communication, business relationships, just entrepreneurship, you name it. She's helped us, and most of that she's talked to us about, almost all of it's still valid after even today. So, Beverly, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk, was it TLC, what's the, talklisten.com, is that right?
Yes, talklisten.com.
They can find your books there. Tell the audience what you do for your customers.
We provide communication coaching and training. We help you align with your customers so that you are working together. We provide individual coaching. We will do small group seminars. I also will go in and facilitate meetings for organizations. And the fourth thing that I do is if you have an annual event, I'm a keynote speaker.
Yeah, and a good one, too. Check it out, talklisten.com. Beverly, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about rejection.
Yeah,
I know topic. That this is something you've had to read about because you don't really, you know, you've never been rejected yourself, but let me ask you a question. I think this is an appropriate question. Is when women enter the marketplace and take a kit bag into the marketplace and start asking for business, I'm wondering, is it harder for women to deal with rejection than it is for guys? Because, you know, guys, we make the phone call, hey, Bev, we're in an economics class together. I was wondering if you'd like to go out to Friday. I mean, maybe kids don't do that anymore, but in my day, that's what we did. And so, and you would say, forget about it, Blasingame. I don't want to go out with you. But I'd still pick up the phone and I'd dial somebody else, right? So I was used to, by the time I got in the marketplace, I had been rejected. I was used to it. What, girls don't, you know, there's a little difference there. What? How do you deal with it?
Well, actually,
am I wrong?
Women are accustomed to reaching their goals indirectly. They're the caretakers. So if they get a no, they are very likely to find another way to reach that goal, whether it's through the same person or whether it's someone else. Women get a lot of rejection. So I agree with you that they don't have some of the inroads that maybe some of the men do, but that is starting to change. In other words, men may be less comfortable to say, hey, let's go have a drink or let's go out on the golf course. But women are very good at when they hit a wall, they find a way around that wall.
But you know, Beverly,
one of the things, and I have to just say this
because this is pretty strong anecdotal information here. One of the things that I have heard over the years that's been consistent is that women need more work at closing. They're great at relationships. They're great at the detail. They're great in making presentations. They're great at, you know, getting people to like them. But when it comes time to saying, okay, John, it's time to do business, sign here, you know, putting the final point on the close, women are not as likely to do that as well as the guys are. And so I wonder if it's because, you know, they're trying to prevent that rejection. What do you think?
I think any time a person, and you're saying women, when they're getting indirect rejection, because they will take a longer road to get there, they may handle or accept direct rejection longer than men will. Some of that depends upon behavioral style.
Mm-hmm.
And not, it's not just a gender issue. But yes, we do need to realize there comes a point, and it needs to be, you know, once a relationship is established, where you force the no out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to keep putting time into that china egg, as you were saying before the break, the egg that never hatches. You want to ask a closed question, a question that starts with a verb, is, will, can, have, and you get that person to say no. In fact, I have told potential prospects, you can tell me no. I mean, I've actually said that because they were just continuing to give me, mm-hmm. well, you know, we'll see, and they go, oh, well, oh, well, okay, yeah, it's really not going to work. Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your candor.
You just did me a favor.
Yes, because now instead of calling you every week, sending you emails, sending you stuff, I can focus on the 20% of the potentials out there that's going to net me 80% of my gain.
But don't say I've been thrown out of better places than this. You know, that's not real good. But
You know what? I have learned never ever burn a bridge, and
yeah.
That is because I have had clients who have spent thousands of dollars with me 2 years, 3 years, 5 years after they told me no.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They remembered
mm-hmm.
that. You know, I handled myself well. I had a valuable product. It just wasn't the right time for them. And so they come back.
Who could, ladies and gentlemen, who could say no to Beverly and Manebel? Beverly, give us the website one more time.
It's talklisten.com.
Check
come
it out, folks. Thanks, Beverly. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.